I apologize for how the shiur hasn't been. Pesach, I don't apologize for, but otherwise the things that have interrupted my. I'm sorry. This is my favorite place to be, Monday at 8 o'clock at night. But I can't always do that. That's all. I love to. We had started a while back, long before Yom Tov, Sichas Aran. And I think I see that most of you have the Sefer Hashem. So let's learn. Up to Siv Beis, to Ice Beis. There's a tremendous mila to learning the Sichas Aran, because you're able to get like a blast of Rabbi Nachman in a short piece, and hopefully to walk away with an important piece of Rabbi Nachman's way of thinking. The disadvantage is that when it's short, so it's oftentimes more cryptic and difficult to understand. Even when it's long, it's hard to understand. But sometimes it's even harder when it's short. So there are certain pieces that's going to be hard for us to do. We'll try to learn an hour madrega to understand. And I think that we'll be able to get out. Mostly, we'll be able to get out a great deal from each one. Bezasha. An example of this, and that's why I was marking him, an example of this is Ice Base, where it's a short sicha. Oftentimes these are things that Rabbi Nachman would say, not expounding upon and talking about and explaining, but he would just say something. And it was oicha to have it, and then we spent the rest of history trying to understand it. But that's the beauty of learning Torah. In Ayiz Beis, Rabbi Nachman is talking about a type of a practical avodah and eitzah in avodas Hashem that is found in different svarim, and it's really a remarkable eitzah, but it's the type of an eitzah that has to be used in the proper way and with a proper understanding. And we're not really going to have time to go into this, but Arichus, we find this also in the writings of the Pizetzne, in Derech HaMelech, especially at the end, in a number of other svarim. Reb Nachman writes, Toiv ma'oid lahashlich atzmai al Hashem Yisbarach v'lismach alav. Toiv ma'oid lahashlich atzmai al Hashem Yisbarach v'lismach alav. It's very, very good to cast oneself, to throw oneself upon Hashem, and to rely entirely upon Him. So that sounds fine. That's no problem with that. To throw oneself completely into Hashem's Baruch's hands and to rely upon Him. And Rabbi Nachman says, the darki, my way is, kishaba hayoyim, ani moiser kol hatnulis shili, mishel bonai vatluyim bi, al Hashem's Baruch. Rabbi Nachman says, my way is that when it's time for a new day, I give all of my tnuas, every single movement of my body, every single act and movement of the day, of myself, and of my children, of all those who depend on me, who are connected to me, al Hashem Zibar. I give it all over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiyi HaKol Kirtzon Yisbarach V'zat Tov Ma'od. That everything should be according to Hashem's way. Whatever the Baruch Shalom wants for myself, for my family, for my Hasidim, that it should all be Kirtzon Yisbarach. it's a type of a bittul chametz, but in the other direction. With the declaration of bittul chametz, a person detaches himself entirely from chametz, and we understand that the reality is that it's a chametzdika world. There's chametz in the world. And oftentimes, chametz appears when a person is not expecting it to appear. And the fact that a person says, the heavy bottle, it's ka'afir da'ara, the bottle, the heavy ka'afir da'ara, that is bottle, and it's like the dust of the earth, how does that change the reality of a big, grubber piece of chametz that you stumble upon? I'm not talking that you stumble upon in the street, that you stumble upon in your own place. How does that change that reality? So we know that in halach it does. How bittul works, of course, is the exciting sugi at the beginning of Pesachim. How does it work? How does bittul work? It's Taisvus and Ran, Rif, Rashi, it's Leibedik. How does bittul work? In Avaida, bittul, we understand when it comes to chametz that bittul is a person's declaration that although he understands that the Yetzer Hara exists and it oftentimes appears to be monstrous, by the person saying the bottle of Havika after the Ara, that I nullify the Yetzer Hara, he's not deluding himself into thinking that there is no Yetzer Hara or that the monster has gone away, but it's a very, very powerful attempt on the part of a person to detach himself from that mitzias, and in doing so, to be able to neutralize the effect that it has over him. We find in halacha, l'mashul, when it comes to ayin hara, many times I get calls of people asking about ayin hara, and my way of answering that is always, well, you have nothing else to think about. I say stuff like that. That's what you're worried about. You don't have to worry about, you have to worry better that you should say brachas properly, and we have to worry about keeping Shabbos. We worried ayin hara. That's you worried about ayin hara. To machnish, so does that mean there's no such thing as ayin hara? Of course there's such a thing as ayin hara. The Gemara is very, very, very serious Gemaras about ayin hara, and they're also discussed in halacha. But we know that there are certain things that, although they exist, but to the degree that a person detaches himself and separates himself from that mitzvah, he's able to neutralize the effect that it has over him, because the main effect that mitzvah has over him is if he takes it seriously, or if he thinks about it. That's the main effect that it can have upon him. Same thing when it comes to chalimus, when it comes to dreams. Dreams are sort of, it's a sugi, it's a big sugi, dreams. It's a whole section in Sechta Brachas, it's a serious thing. But when a person is mevatel, and he distances himself and he detaches himself from the dream, So in doing so, not that a person is able to make it disappear, but it's as if it has no longer any relationship or bearing upon this individual's life. And we see this in halacha in many things. When it comes to the kaychas achitzayim, we see this in a positive way. We're not so used to seeing this, that it's possible for a person by making a proclamation, which is sometimes called in the Svarim a Mesiras Maidon. There are different ways this is referred to in the Svarim. But by a person announcing, not to anybody else but to himself, that by a person announcing, Heinani Muchan Mezumen, I am giving myself over to the Baruch, to the Baruch Olam today, I'm giving myself over every movement of my body, every action, every actor, everything that I do should be given over to the Baruch Olam. And even to extend it to all those who are attached to me. So Ibn Achim says, it's a very, very good thing. How can I change the reality by making such a announcement? And even if I could, regarding myself, how does that affect Kalat Luyendi, all those people who are connected to me? Because the world is not, the world, there's much more to the world than we see with our eyes. And therefore, by the center of that little world, in this case, Rav Nachman speaks about himself, his wife and his children, and his chassidim. As we spoke a little bit about, even on Shabbos morning, some of you were there. Do you remember, it's not so long ago, but you know how it is, that Shabbos morning I mentioned that I got tzaddik from Krasna, which is really a murder gemaisa, although if you had a chance to think about it. It doesn't have a storyline, but the maisa is a murder gemaisa. I'll just repeat it for those who are not here, that is found in I saw in the Hakdama of the Sefer Kavanos Aleichem, the Tzaddik from Krasna, that he heard from his father, that his father was by the Heilige Rebbe, Reb Socha Be'Belzer, by Belzer Rebbe, and how he was sitting at the Tish Friday night with all the Chassidim, they were waiting for the Belzer Rebbe to come in, and it was taking a while. And the tzaddik, the Krasna, said that he all of a sudden had an unbelievable instruction, a feeling to do tshuva, to change, and you know, regret over mistakes, and he started like to try to hold back his crying, and he was whimpering and trying to hold it in, and then he heard sounds and he looked and he saw that there were hundreds of other yidden that were doing the same thing, and no one was saying anything. The Rebbe wasn't even in the room. And they only found out afterwards from the Shamas that before the Belzer Rebbe came in, he had closed himself in the room. I didn't want to say the whole thing on Shabbos because you'll see in a second. So the Belzer Rebbe had closed himself in the room and he was crying over the Berhetev, this famous Berhetev. It brings down from the Mekubalim that until a person does tshuva, before a person does tshuva, the Torah that he learns goes, God forbid, to the other side. If a person learns Torah without tshuva, then the Torah that he learns strengthens the side of evil in the world. It's a scary thing. The Rav Shulchan Aruch brings down how we could fix that and so on. And the Belzer Rebbe was learning that, and he was crying very, very much. He was crying about that he should be zeichet to do tshuva. So it turned out that, of course, that at that moment that the Rebbe was crying over that, and was working on that in you, at that moment, that electricity zapped the neshamas of those yidden who were connected to the tzaddik, and for no reason that they could understand or explain, they had each one in his own little dalet amos, each one had an awakening, had his service. So the Rebbe says that I give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single thought, word, action I give over to the Baruch Shalom, for myself, for my children, for those who are connected to me. It's a very, very great and powerful thing. If there is such a thing when it comes to the little chametz and dreams and the ayin hara, then the midat tayva kvulim chafelas, how much more so when it comes to something which is good and positive and holy, that when any one of us gives ourselves over to the Baruch Shalom, we say, Baruch Shalom, I'm yours. I belong to you. Everything that I do is yours. When a person does that, the hashpa that it has upon himself and the hashpa that it could have upon those who are part of his world is very great. Gam, he says, Gam Azai, ain't the next page. Ain't Sarach Lidlag, Adke de Kach, the Rav Nachman says, the Ain't Sarach Lidlag, Velachshav Klal, in Misnai Karoi, in love. I don't have to worry the rest of the day whether or not things are going to go well or not. Now, it's hard to understand what does that mean. It can't be that Menachem is saying that I don't have to think about what I'm doing. A person has to have a cheshbon every moment of what he's doing. But on one level, it means that he's not worried at all about what that day is going to be like. What happens could be, it means what happens. Imisnai keroyim lav, whatever happens that day. Whether it happens in a way that is, things happen in a good way or in a way that's not good. So on one level it means what takes place during the day and whatever effect or so on, he doesn't have to worry about it because he's Bader Baruch Shalom. He's given himself over to the Rishus HaYachid and he's closed up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever it is, it is. Could it also mean that in some level it's not just the day that's being given over, or that the day, rather, that no matter what happens during the day, but even regarding himself, by making that declaration, that Mesiras Maidor, by giving himself over in such a way, it doesn't mean that one therefore doesn't have to pay heed, pay attention, to be careful of what he does. But it means that it creates a powerful, powerful Siyata Dishmaya, a very powerful help and connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that day, so that one has to worry much less about the influences or the effects of things around him that would normally be potentially seductive, that would normally be potentially damaging, that it takes away much of the worry and fear when a person makes that commitment and he says, I'm giving myself over, every single movement of today that I is entirely the Baruch Shalom's. That it's by saying that the person in some way makes himself kechomer biyad hayotzer, makes himself like a puppet in the hands of the Baruch Shalom, gives himself over like that. He says, he puts himself out like this. He says, go ahead, and he makes himself into such a thing. Especially if a person is going into a place that he's frightened of going to, because of different inyanim that could be there, that could chas v'shalom have a negative impact upon his ruchnius, and so on. This is a very, very powerful avodah that's found in the Svarim HaKadosh. And you could ask kashas on it, and they're not tirutz. It's something that you believe it is or it isn't, and if you try it, you'll see that it works. Such an Indian, there's such an Indian. So when a person gives himself over, he makes himself kechomer, like matter, b'yad ha-yotzer, in the hands of the Creator. And then you say, okay, here I am, hineini. Whatever you want to mention, I'm yours. And it creates a force shield around the person to protect him. And not only that, but we see that if a person's be'emes, wants that, and he really asks for that, it could have a tremendous effect upon his children and his family. And there are many stories like that. Many stories like that. Obviously, it's going to be much more effective for a person whose words are taken very seriously in Shemayim. Meaning a person whose words are used in a serious and honest way. If a person stomp says, you know, then before you know it, it's going to be, you know, an advertisement in the newspaper that, you know, somebody could text over to you suggestions for your, you know, for your messiah, maybe for what you could say that day, and becomes already, it has to be something which is coming from a place that's real and that's honest. And when a person does that, it can make a huge difference and how that the day is. And then he says that he doesn't worry. I'm completely depending on Hashem's Baruch. That I belong entirely to him. I don't have to worry. Vimu Yisbarach Roitze Ben Yinachem, Merutze Lasnai Ben Yinachem, Ki Yisai Nisbarach. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to go a different way that day, with him in his life, so then we'll go that other way. And he's okay with that. Be makabalot. I was talking to one of the Cheva before Pesach about something. And I mentioned to him that it happened that there was a Yid, that he was a Chashav Talmud Chacham, and for whatever reason it became known that he was a good and effective shtadlan to go and to help get Jews out of prison. He was good at it. He knew how to talk to the goyim. He spoke the language, and for whatever reason they liked him. And this became known, and as you know, in those days they used to kidnap Jews, they used to take them with ransoms, all kinds of things. And this Talmud Chacham, in a short while, he was hardly able to learn, because this was going on a lot, and he was constantly being called upon to go travel here and to schlep there to help Yidden out of prison, to go talk to the guy. And he was very brokenhearted over how that became his life, that this is what he became, like the Jewish ambassador to the Polish thugs. And as he spends his whole life talking to these people, even though it's obviously he didn't swim as a gewaltig image, but he wanted to sit and learn. And he didn't know how this happened, because he did somebody a taiva, he got into this whole thing. So he came to the Chayza from Lublin. He went to the Chayza. And when he went into the Chayza, he didn't have to say anything. The Chayza told him, right away started to say, Bidin Shuyu. A kleiner Kai, it's a small thing, Bidin Shuyu. So he says, I didn't say it was a small thing, but learning a black Gemara is not a small thing either. So he said, the Chayza said to him, do you see that it says Mechumash? Loi kein tas l'sham l'kechem. You know the way the goyim, that they were there with their avodah zarah, and the way that they break down, they build up, and so on. Loi kein tas, don't do those things for Hashem. You go to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where you bring your offerings. So the Chayza said to him, here it says, loi kein tas l'sham l'kechem. Loi kein means what? Not yes. Not yes, the Chayza explained, means that you have a certain way that you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to what you want, what you like. The Chayza said, in your life, that's called Kain. In other words, Bershon, you want me to serve you? Okay, I have a way of serving you. I serve you, I like to daven very long. Or I like to learn all day. And these are good things. Or I like to, this is what I like to serve you. So the Baruch Shalom says, Loi Kain. That's not what it means to serve me. Don't make a yes out of serving me. You serve me the way that I need you at that time in life. Like Cain. It's not davka the way that you say yes to me. Like Cain. It's not how your answer of yes is not necessarily the one that I'm looking for at that moment in your life. So at that moment in your life, your way of serving me, you're saying to me, here I am, might not be the way that you like it to be. Might not be the way you like it to be. It might be right now, staying with the children and helping your wife. It might be right now. It might be right now to go and to give a lift here to your mother or something. Whatever it is, of course, it's hard to know. What are the gedorim? The Chayza told him that you would like to learn, and that's your way of serving Hashem. Apparently, Hashem's Bach needs you right now for some Vidyan Shuyim work. And therefore, Loi Kain Tasim Hashem, don't make that learning in your life Kain, that that's the only way you could serve God. So, Lav Davka. Lav Davka. Loi Kain. So, Ben Nachman here is telling us that when a person gives himself over to the Rabbanu Shalom, and he says, Hineini, I'm yours. Whatever you need me for today. Again, he's obviously we're talking about a great, great, exalted person beyond our understanding. And, and simple people can misunderstand this and make a mistake and say, I guess you need me to do nothing today. How? It just came out that way. I don't know how. And you know, it's been 4,352 days in a row that you came out to need me for nothing. It's such a coincidence. Right? So the person has to be careful. As I said, so we're talking about someone whose words weigh a lot. So Rav Nachman said, therefore, in Huizbach writes it in Acher, there's something else you wanted me for that day. Okay. Moods, let's not even sign his bracha. Fine. I'll do what you want me to do. It's not what I said, like Cain. So it's not Cain. So it's not the way that I thought I was going to serve you today. So you have something else. You know, when you have a team player, you know, if you tell them, it's, listen, we need you to play, we need you to be catcher today. There's some guys, when we were growing up, this is, I'm not going to be catcher. What do you think I'm Yogi Berra or something? I'm not going to be catcher, you're making me? No, I play center field, I play shortstop. That's bad, so I'm a shortstop. Can't you see, you look at me, I'm a shortstop. See, this guy, you know, okay, but you know, this guy's going to feel bad, and he plays short, you have an extra guy, I'm not playing. You have guys like that, I'm not playing. So the, you know, it's always nice when you have a team play, right? Listen, what do you need me for? You need me in the outfield, you need infield, you need me to do whatever. You name me, whatever you need me for, I'm ready. So Rabbi Shalom likes team players. Yeah, it's the person to say, well, listen, I'm here, I'm ready. Whatever you need me for today, I'm happy to do. That's a team player. That makes for a good Jew, makes for a good father, a good husband. It's hard to be that way. That's what it means. Lachem, he says, Kshemegiya Shabbos Yontif. So, when it reaches the Shabbos Yontif, comes Shabbos Yontif, as I in Moise Kol Hesnagus, I give over all of my actions. I give over everything, V'chol in Yonim, V'atnuas, Shleisa Shabbos, of that entire Shabbos. I give it all over to Hashem Yisburach. Shia kol ketzan Yisburach. Everything should be the way you want it, actually. Everything should be. And again, there's a special shmir. He's talking about Shabbos and Yontif. Because you know sometimes in a Shabbos and Yontif, inadvertently, you could be Mechal Shabbos. There's, by mistake, you could be Mechal Shabbos, B'shogeg. So, you know, there's hardly a person in the world that hasn't happened to that you wake up and you go, and you're a little bit disoriented and you touch a light or something, you don't remember, holy Shabbos. But when a person gives himself over to the Baruch Shalom, it means that he's no longer, in a certain way, he's no longer in his rishus, he's in the Baruch Shalom's rishus, he becomes that puppet. So there's not going to be any problems with touching this or doing this or seeing this or going there. There's a shmir that surrounds him on Shabbos and Yontif, that everything should be Kiratz Nasha. Kiratz Nasha, but you know, everybody knows, you have to have a very big side of the Shmai. That it shouldn't be that by mistake you tear something or something happens. I'm talking making an accident, but okay, but it's a person that gives himself over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's such a thing that Shabbos and Yontif. That Shabbos and Yontif are not able to be touched by the outside world. When the person becomes completely Shabbos, it becomes completely Yontiftik. As opposed to a person that's me keeping Shabbos or me keeping Yontif, it's like I'm in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu where there's only Shabbos. There's only Yontif. It's not the same thing. You know, sometimes somebody was telling me that he was very upset because on the Pesach hotel thing, he was going to the Pesach program that he was going to, that all the years the Jews owned the whole, they took over the whole place, Pesach. And everything was only hidden there. And then, because of the problems with them, they couldn't sell all the rooms, I don't know. So he said it looked like they were going to have, like, half of the hotel was going to be chametz, the other half was going to be matzah. So somehow he said, I'm understand that. It's not true, I don't understand. So, in that place. So he said that, could you imagine that we have to go in the hallways, and we have to go there, there are going to be people. And the next dining room that they're having chametz, and then there's going to be music or whatever coming from the dining room. Of course I told him that I'm not going to worry about that in my house. No problems with the next dining room. Everything's, we have only one dining room, and it's a Pesach, and everything's okay, and maybe this will be an opportunity for you to make a decision about the future. Maybe you could change that. But there's a very big difference when a person is in a goyish chametzdik hotel and he's keeping Pesach, as opposed to a person who's home and everything is Pesach. Rabbi Nachman says that there's such a thing that a Jew gives himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabbos Yontif. It means I'm not somebody that's living in the world that's keeping Shabbos, and despite the world, I'm living in the Baruch Shalom's world, and it's Shabbos. Everything's Shabbos, like a Mashiach's here. Shabbos. It's Yontif. It's not I'm keeping Shabbos, or I'm keeping Yontif. It's Shabbos, it's Yontif. Right? There's nothing else, only Shabbos and Yontif. It's different. It doesn't sound that much different, but it really is different. And he says, Vazai Eich Shem Esnai Boisa Shabbos V'yontiv Shuv V'nechoyshe V'cheshesh Klal Shem L'yotzi D'chol L'deichoy V'ban Hoges Kedushas Ois Hayom, that I don't worry at all that entire Shabbos V'yontiv, whether or not I did, you know, whether or not I was Yotzi, whether I did all that I had to do for that Shabbos V'yontiv, because everything was Shabbos. I was cool as Shabbos, I was cool as Yontiv. So in that place of Shabbos and Yontif, everything is the way it's supposed to be. It's when you're living in New York, it's hard to keep Shabbos. But when you're living in Yerushalayim Shel Mala, there's only Shabbos. There's nothing else. It's only Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. So there's such a thing that a person can do this. Again, I don't know, for regular people like us, it's hard to understand. But there is an avodah like that. There's an Eitz like this in Avodas Hashem. He gave everything over to Hashem's Baruch. The Samach Halav Yisbarach Levad, and he relied completely and entirely on Hashem. We've spoken about over the years, and it's well known from Chaim Volozhiner, the Kabbalah, about how a person is able to make himself mamish invisible, if he focuses on Ein Oid Milvadoi, and he doesn't take his mind off that. And we know that's how the Biskarov and his son were able to get out of Europe. And there are many, many stories like that. That if a person enters into a place that's called Ein Oid Milvadoi, there is only God, then that's it. In that place of there being only God, nothing can harm you. But it requires tremendous, tremendous concentration to enter into that. I mean, we're living in that. We just don't feel that. We don't believe that. We don't see that. Whatever. But if a person, the Emunah Shleima, is able to give himself over into that reality of Ein Oid Milvadoi, so Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that nothing from the outside can harm him. And the Biskarov under the sun, they walked right past the guards. They walked right past the border. That Ein Oid Milvadoi. There's such a thing. It's also a mesira of giving oneself over. Ois Gimel. There's no saving here, between one and the other, Ois, to learn how to connect.
Is this
the same as Hashlech al Hashem Yavchum Yavchum? Yeah, Hashlech. Hashlech al Hashem Yavchum. For all your pekulach, for yourself, but not just your pekulach, yourself. Right? Hashlech Yavchum. Hashlech al Hashem Yavchum means to throw all your packages out of the Shbaro. But sometimes you stay in love. But here it means you jump together with your packages. That's the difference. Ois Gimel. Hiflig ma'oid. Bigdulas habar yizbaruch shamay. Hiflig ma'oid. I don't know what they say. Hiflig ma'oid. He spoke in very, very great and strong terms about the Gdulas Hashem. Gdulas habar. Hiflig ma'oid. Hiflig means to go very far, like the sail, right? Hiflig means, she says, Hiflig, he spoke about this in a very strong way. What Dulas Abari, the greatness of Abari is Baruch Shemai. The E.F. Shalavar Zayis Piksav, this can't be explained in writing, had Rabbi Nachman Beduvis. Va'amar, and Rabbi Nachman said, Kila Gdulas Abari is Baruch, Ein Shir. To the greatness of Hashem, there's no shir, there's no limit to Hashem's greatness. At every moment, there are awesome, wondrous things that are taking place. At every moment, and a person doesn't know about it at all. Like we say in Tavin, it says in Tillim, Loisin the Flois Gedolus Levada. Hashem does great and wondrous things, levada, and he does them by himself. Nobody knows about them. So look, every single day, scientists are making discoveries, right? Scientists find certain things. So these things have been going on for a long time, and nobody noticed them. And then all of a sudden, one day, a scientist says, hey, you know what? There's this thing here. There's this thing that's it's called an electron. So no kidding. I never saw that before. And they start schmoozing over this electron. They start to study the electron. So they feel like the electron all of a sudden showed up. It didn't show up all of a sudden. Excuse me. Hashem's Baruch does things. The most amazing and wondrous things that the person doesn't know about. Doesn't think about. Sometimes you hear that there's a person, God forbid, who became sick, and there's a part of his body that's not working. And for a second, you stop and you think, you know, I take for granted that I get up in the morning and that this works, that my body works. And the Baruch Shem does that by himself for you. You don't think about it. You don't talk to him about it. You don't thank him for it. You don't pay attention to it. But Hashem does it by himself. And there are great and wondrous things that are happening all the time. But we still don't know anything about this at all. Maybe we'll find out one day what Hashem Baruch did. Maybe we'll find out one day what that was. What Hashem Baruch did. But the truth is, Adayin Ein Yodim Shum Yediyah Klal Klal Lai. We don't know anything at all of the wondrous things that Hashem is doing. Every moment. The Gemara Shemuva, and even what's put down from the Kadmonim, Kitachlas HaYediyah Asher Lo Neda. It says in the Sfarim that the greatest thing that a person can know is that he doesn't know. Right, Tachlis Haidiyah Shulineida. It's a famous maimer that's found in some of the Svarim, it brings in the Bechina Silent found other Svarim, that the greatest thing that a person could know is that he doesn't really know. Rabbi Nachman says, we don't even know that. He says, we don't even know that. We think we know that. The greatest thing a person can know is that he doesn't know. So he says, you have to know something not to know. So he says, Hainu Gamkin, it's a kol yidivi yidia. He says the emes is even when it comes to something that you. He says that, what does that mean? What's that talking about? It's talking about something that you know. In other words, let's say you're the biggest maven in the world. You're the biggest maven in the world in a certain inyan. You're the biggest expert in the world in MP players. You're the biggest expert in the world. And anybody asks you, you could tell them that there's this kind, there's that kind, and you studied it, and you looked, and you know how to make it and take it apart, and you're a Phelps expert, and they call you from everywhere in the world about this machine. So then you could stop and say, in that yediyah, you could say, "Afilu shemegin l'tachli shel hayediyah," even though I've come to what seems to be the highest point of knowledge regarding this yediyah, that I know everything there is about this piece of information, about this idea. אפילו כשמגיעים לתכלה של הידיע דהיינו לא ינדע, and even when I go beyond what I know, and I say to myself, I don't know. In other words, I'm able to say, after all that I know in that yediyah, I'm able to say, I don't know. There's something here that I don't know. He says, "Afilik shemegin l'tachas yediyah, adayin lo neida, af al piche, adayin ein ze tachlis. There's still not a tachlis. There's still not a tachlis. Even when you come to that yediyah that you don't know." Right, you thought you knew something, and you're good because you really are a big maven in that thing, but you believe that you don't know everything, that you don't know. So Rabbi Nachman says, "Afal pichin adayin ein zeh hatachlis, ki zeh hatachlis rak b'isa yediya." Because it's only in that particular area, in that particular thing, that you came to that conclusion that you don't know. What do you mean? If he says he doesn't know in that area, that he considers himself to be the biggest buck, you see, over there you know enough. You know, like, you know, the greatest scientists. So those that were humble were able to say, people like Einstein and other people like that, were able to say that tachlis hayidiyah shlei neid. In other words, after all the years that I've spent studying this, the mystery has become even greater. It's even a greater mystery than when I started. That takes a certain amount of humility. Because tachlis hayediyah, even though in my field I've come to that point of unbelievable knowledge, that I could be the acknowledged expert in that field. So, because of that, I'm able to say, to feel and to say, that there's really much more mystery here. After all the years, there's much more mystery. But the assumption is that in other things that I have not spent my years studying and learning and thinking about, that over there is a tachlis to the idea. It's just I don't know that. I haven't investigated. I haven't studied it. I haven't thought about it. But you see how it is that an honest and humble person in anything in life, The more he knows, he always will come up to that place where he says that Adkan is a sign that says that till here, and there's nothing, you can't go beyond here, and there's still that mystery. So Nachman says, "Afal pichin adayin ein zat tachlis, zat tachlis rak ba'isa hayidia." You've only reached that tachlis of not knowing. You've only come to that truth that I don't know in that particular area that you've come to it. You don't know that a year from now you could be a much higher level of understanding. Right? So in Tavshin Samach Tes, you know such and such about that particular field that you're studying. And you're able to say, wow, I realize that there's really this, I don't know. Okay, but then the following year you might know much more. So then you could look back and say, oh, you see, I guess I found out what I didn't know. So the truth is, that what I know now, klape, in comparison to anything I can know in the future, it's always, the Baruch Shalom's unknowable greatness is always beyond anything that I could ever know in the future as well. All I can say that I don't know is regarding the present, that I don't know. But that's like, how impressed would you be if there'd be a 6-year-old little boy or girl that says, there's much that I don't know. He would say, Shkaya. There's much that you don't know. You would say in a child, that you don't even know what you don't know. Right? That's what you say to the child. It's no chachma to say. I like the joke that they make about there was somebody that was, it's a joke they say, Stan, there was some rebbe or something, and there was a person there in the shul that was saying, oh, yeah, I'm nothing, I'm worthless, I'm this and that. And the Rebbe said to him, who do you think you are to say that you're worthless? I'm worthless. Who do you think you are to say that you're worthless? Who do you think you are to say that you're nothing? So a child says that I don't know anything. So we say, you talk, I don't know anything. The question is, will the child still feel that way? Not when he's 6, but when he's 60. And he doesn't know anything. Rabbi Nachman says, כשאת תחלס רק בו יש ידיע, אבל בידיע הגבוה מן עדיין לא הסך בכלל כלל. You don't even know. You're only saying, you're only making a statement of I don't know. In that present field of knowing that you're in, you admit that there's something that you don't know. Now you might know next year more than you knew this past year. Hopefully you will. And even then there'll be a not knowing. So a person anticipates and knows that he doesn't know. But he can't even say that he doesn't know regarding those madrigas of knowledge that he doesn't have any connection to now, to know or not to know. It's totally beyond. As far as the next level of knowing, he hasn't touched that at all. He hasn't entered into that world at all. Doesn't know anything about it. Just like the little boy, he says, I don't know. I don't know. It's not that you haven't even seen what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. B'chein l'mala, mala. And so it is. Higher and higher. At the end of the whole story, he says, Mitzrayim. Telling everything, telling everything. At the end, we end the Seder with Echad Miyadei Echvayis. Echad Elokeinu Shmayim. Shnai Miyadei Shnayim. Shnei Luchas Abris. So we don't chagad yet. The whole thing's a mystery. So after everything that we know, after everything that we explain, and all the Tyrus next and the Yukim and the after everything, a person just is left with that question. Echad miyadei, echad elokeinu shmayim arutz. That's where we go. Shlishis, and we work our way back. Shlishis miyadei, shlishis miyadei, shlishis tayin. So when you get back, until echad elokeinu shmayim arutz. Nimsa shel olam ein yodim klal, ein yodim klal lo. Truth is that a person, no matter how far he gets, he doesn't know. Rafa Pichin Ain Zah Tachis, Kiadain Lhiskla Kla Leda Vidish Lamalam is as Yadia Shihigiba El Tachis Lineda. He doesn't even know what those ideas are beyond the ideas that he has now regarding which he says he doesn't know. He doesn't even know that. Gam Hifli Mori to Benachem spoke about this once. Gam Hifli Mori. At the same time, Rav Nachum spoke very great terms. Hifli Moed, the Godel Malas at Tshuva, the greatness of Tshuva. You see the connection between these two. Page again. Rav Filuk Shinoi from Moed, Chas V'Sholom. Rav Nachum said that even if a Jew falls terribly, terribly, like from Moed, Chas V'Sholom, Kol Echad Nofal, the Mokum Shinofal, Achmalus, and the person fell to a place that he never would have known, he couldn't know that he would ever fall into such a place. He didn't even know there was such a place to fall to. Didn't even know that he could fall so low that he could be in such a place. Achmal Islam. Hafapichin osel yayish atzmai. It's forbidden to give up hope with himself. Kitshuva gavoy lamalam in a Torah. Kitshuva is higher than the Torah. Torah comes, Torah is teferis. This week is teferis. Torah is teferis and Shuva comes from Bina. And Bina, levava yovin v'shav rafaliyim. Vava Yovin, Bina, Tshuva is higher than Tshuva is higher than Tyre. Tyre is Tiferes, it's in the lower spheres. Tshuva comes from Bina. And therefore, Tshuva is Gavoy Lamalam, and I tell you, you don't know how great Tshuva is. And there's always a Tshuva that's higher and more powerful than any mistake you've made in your life. You don't even know that. You don't know what you could fall into. And you have no musig of how you can get out of it. But there's always a tshuva that's higher that could pull you out of the place you fell into. Always. Always. And a Jew's never to be misyayish. Ever. How can ein shum yesh ba'olam, therefore there's no such thing as giving up. Kim yizke yunasim avanoysev ingin achel agamri. If he's zoiche, like Chazal say, if he's worthy and he cries out and he begs Hashem for help, so then we know that all of his averus could become something else completely that he never could have known. If someone would have told us this aveira that he did was really a mitzvah, it's over here. It can't be. There's no way to know that. And B'shas Ma'isim is doing the aveira, he was completely immersed in the aveira. He was just stuck in that place. And it was disgusting and dark and bad and ugly and filth. And then Seif Ma'isim, he never ever could have known that this would turn out to be a schia, a gewaldige mitzvah, which is one of the biggest secrets of the universe. It's the tachlis yidiya shalei neidah, that a person can know such a thing. It's impossible. His averus become something completely different than what they were. Kama shom chachmeni zechon levach, it says in the Marsh, nishabchen ha'avainu zeschuyis, that the person's averus can be changed into mitzvahs. We learned a lot about Neres HaTshuva. It could be such a thing. That's not anything that a person can understand or think about. The Yesh Binyan Zeh Sisri in the Starah Sikhs is there are very deep secrets in this Indian. Rak HaKlal. Shemekol on the feedless. Ha'yiridah Shiva Oilam Rachman Lislam. The klal is, the rule is, that from all of one's nefilas, fallings, ha'yiridahs and descents, Shiva Oilam Rachman Lislam, Yecholim Lachzor Elov, Yisbar Benakel, you could easily come back to him. You could easily return to him. Even though, Api Yoyidiyah, it seems that you're a billion miles away, and it's not possible to come back. It's not possible. But there's something that's higher than that, and that's Leineda. We don't know. It's Echad Miyadeya. That's the very island. It's infinite. And when you thought that you got out of his world and that you left him, then you turn around all of a sudden and you meet him. And it can't be that you ever would have thought that you would meet him in it. We can't understand, we can't fathom his greatness. The ikkar is that everything is depending on Hashem's Baruch, and therefore don't give up from screaming out to God, begging him, to always be davening to him, because this ain't cheke like the loss. There's no shia to his greatness. And anything that you thought you knew about him, you don't know how great he is. And the greatness, the greatest greatness of Hashem is that he's always there beyond what you thought, and he's waiting for you in that place beyond anything you could have ever imagined or thought of. Continue with Hashem next month.